The Bucks are back home tonight, squaring off against the Boston Celtics for the first time this season. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Playing without Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Bucks are 10-15. They've dropped 10 of their last 12. Bucks coach Doc Rivers has had some time to work on things with his team this week. One is better spacing on offense.
Guys should never be standing next to each other if you just wanted to simplify it. And no one should never be near a shooter. There's too many times that that's happening. We work on it every day with Giannis because we know where people are coming from. You also can predict the teams aren't switching on a lot of actions, so you can predict a lot of things. When you don't have Giannis on the floor, teams literally can do any of those defenses. So we have to have the same kind of spacing and actions.
Basketball Badgers blown out at Nebraska last night, 90-60. Coach Greg Gard now has 9 days with his team to try to figure things out before the December 19th matchup against Villanova at Fiserv Forum. Forward Nolan Winter asked if he saw this coming.
You never really know until you get out there and you start playing competition. Going against each other every day, it's hard to tell really until you get teams like this thrown at you and it exposes you like it did tonight. So like I said, we've seen what we need to get better at and where we need to get better at, and we got a lot to work on.
Packers returned to the practice field this afternoon, but running back Josh Jacobs didn't practice for a second straight day. He's bothered by a sore knee, hoping to still be ready to go by Sunday when the Packers take on the Broncos. Denver has won 10 straight. Packers linebacker Isaiah McDuffie on Sean Payton's plan with the Denver offense.
I mean, he runs a bunch of different personnel. He's good at hiding things and making things kind of look the same. At the end of the day, it's going out there. I'm going to keep just talking about execution because at the end of the day, it always comes down to that. So it's going out there knowing what we got to do and just stopping it.
NFL notified teams today that it'll shorten the time between picks in the first round of the NFL draft from 10 to 8 minutes starting next year. It'll shorten the length of the first round, which has been finishing around 10:45 Central Time. Of course, barring any more trades, the Packers don't have a first round pick until 2028. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.